Welcome to the Townships at 12 Summer Edition. I'm taking a break from my regularly scheduled weekly shows for the summer, but I will be doing some shows here and there, and I will keep you posted. Today, I will be welcoming Barbara Ward. She's one of the directors of the Cookshire Fair, and she's also in charge of the main building, Arts and Crafts Department. Barbara will be telling us all about this year's Cookshire Fair. That is happening from August 20th to the 23rd. But first, let's hear the song called County Fair, and it's by Chris Ledoux.
Been working like a dog, slaving on the fence line, stretching those wires tight. Digging and tamping and sweating in the sunshine, but I get off tonight. I got a date with a girl, a pretty rancher's daughter, green eyes and golden hair. Gonna pick her up at 8 after some soap and water, and we're heading to the county fair. Well, there's a full moon in the western sky, and there's magic in the air. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair. Well, we walk through the midway, the lights and the laughter. She puts her little hand in mine. Well, she don't act like she knows what I'm after, but tonight I'm gonna make her mine. You know the tunnel of love, well, it ain't my style, so I take her on the Ferris wheel. Way up in the sky with the stars in her eyes, I'm gonna tell her just how I feel. Well, there's a full moon in the western sky, and there's magic in the air. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair. Well, I know Monday morning I'll be back on the fence line, but it'll be alright, 'cause that pretty little girl says she's gonna be all mine to see her next Friday night. Well, there's a full moon in the western sky, and there's magic in the air. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair.
The Cookshire Fair is just around the corner, bringing with it a wonderful tradition of agriculture, community entertainment, and of course, some incredible local talent. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Barbara Ward, who is one of the directors of the Cookshire Fair, and she's also the head of the Arts and Crafts Division in the main building. This is the part of the fair where you can discover the creativity and talents of people from our community. From handmade crafts and artwork to all kinds of wonderful entries that showcase the skills and imagination of local residents. Barbara is going to tell us more about what goes on behind the scenes, what can people expect to see at the main building and also at the fair in general. So let's welcome Barbara Ward to the Townships at 12. Today I'm really pleased to welcome Barbara Ward to the Townships at 12. Now, we're going to be talking about the Cookshire Fair today. Cookshire Fair 2026, that is starting on Thursday, August 20th, and it goes through Sunday, August 23rd. And Barbara Ward, she is the president of the main building, the Arts and Craft Division, and she's also a director at the Cookshire Fair. So welcome, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
Now, for listeners who may not have ever been to the Cookshire Fair, what makes it such a special tradition in the Eastern Townships?
It is one of the longest running fairs in the area. We are a small fair, but we have many events that draw people in. We have light horse shows. We have the arts and culture department. We have heavy horses. We have kiosks where people can come and wander and see what's about. We have the midway. We have all different types of shows, the cattle shows, we have the small animals, we have the 4-H'ers, which are big. So we have a nice variety, which there's something of interest for everyone.
That sounds like a lot of fun, definitely. Now, as the fair has been around since 1845, that's amazing. How has it managed to stay relevant while still preserving its agricultural roots, do you think?
Because of our volunteers and our board of directors. Without our board of directors, there would not be a fair. So we are very thankful to the past volunteers, the past board members, and our board members today. The board, we have 16 volunteers on our board, and we basically work. Once the fair is finished this year, we continue. We start organizing for the following year. So it's a lot of hours. It's a lot of time, but we're very fortunate to have a good team of directors to continue this tradition.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a wonderful team. Are you in need of any volunteers for this year?
Yes, we always appreciate volunteers. They can contact on the website. They can just call a number or go on the internet site and say if they would like to volunteer, and someone would leave their name and their number and someone would contact them.
Okay, that is great. So they just go on to the website for the Cookshire Fair then?
Oh, Cookshire Fair.
Okay, Expo Cookshire Fair. Mm-hmm. What are you needing volunteers most for? What are you short of volunteers for most at the fair?
Well, we usually need volunteers for parking. That is a big, big item for parking. We have garbage pickup. We try to keep the grounds immaculate during the fair. So it takes a lot of people to, you know, be picking up. We have all kinds of drums with plastic bags in them. So it's not like they're handling garbage, or if on the grounds they see cans or garbage laying around, to pick it up, put it into the bins. Each department, like in our, sometimes in the cattle barns, they need help, light horses, wherever is needed. And once the person is contact, then they will be told these are the areas, keeping the grandstand clean. You know, things like this is very, very important for the fair.
Mm-hmm. Volunteers, so important in any organization. Now, as president of the main building, what exactly does the main building showcase during the fair?
We have several classes. We have jams and jellies and pickles. We have baking. We have handicrafts, we have flowers, we have fruits and vegetables, eggs, we have grains, we have, then in the children's section, we have 5 and under, we have 6 to 8-year-olds, we have 9 to 11, and 12 to 17. Now, if 8 and under automatically come in free to the fair. But from ages 9 to 17, if they bring in a minimum of 8 items, they get a free pass for the weekend. And last year we had like 1,700 entries in our building. And our building is now on the main floor of the main building. So there's no stairs. We have excellent walkways for people in wheelchairs, or these little electrical buggies can drive around and see everything. We have benches for people to sit on. We usually have like a tent outside the door with some benches, so if people want to sit in the shade for a while, they can. And then once we have iced tea, cold water, and we have coffee, just for donation, if people would like to give us a donation. And the donation goes to the upkeep of our main building.
My goodness, that is amazing. You people have worked so hard to organize this, and I can't believe 1,700 entries. Is it too late if somebody's interested in entering something for the main building?
No, they have until August 10th to enter. And if it's something, you know, like say they're away and they can't get back in time for that date, let me know, or, you know, and we usually accept, but we like to have a cutoff date. It makes it a lot easier. But if someone wants to enter after that date, just contact me and I can take the entries for them.
Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful. And if they're interested in entering, I would imagine they go to the website again, Expo Cookshire Fair.
Yes, and they would go, it's in French and English, mm-hmm. So they would go to the division. They set up an account, which is very easy, and then they mark the entries that they want, and it actually works very well. We have a great secretary who is just amazing and does so much for us in organizing and, you know, for the entries and getting the tickets out for the entries and this type of thing. So we are very fortunate to have her.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a wonderful team. How long have you been involved with the affair, Barbara, and how did you get started with the affair?
I've grown up with the affair. I was going to the fair with my parents and grandparents when I was probably 2 or 3 years old. So I've always been involved. And then as I got older, I did entries. My kids did entries. My parents did entries. My brother, my granddaughter has had entries. And I'm still entering in certain things. And my nephew and his kids are now entering. So, you know, it's been a kind of a family tradition, the Cookshire Fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my blood.
That is wonderful. What a wonderful family tradition. What are some of your favorite memories?
I think just being able to go to see, like, you meet so many people, so many friends, you make so many new friends, and just the memories of, like, as being a kid and going on the rides, it was so exciting, or having, you know, at that point, we didn't go out to eat, and, you know, you'd have your treat. You'd go and you get a hamburger or a hot dog or French fries, which was just amazing. And in later years, it was watching my kids grow and going to the fair and entering in the fair. And, you know, even today, it's so amazing to watch the kids coming in with their entries and everything's displayed for people to see. And once it's judged, the people coming back and the kids coming back and the looks on their faces is if they won a prize is priceless. Like, it's priceless. And we have, like, from I would say 3 years old to 100 years old entering classes in our fair. So we're very, very fortunate to have that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sounds like a wonderful family activity. Now, agriculture continues to evolve. How does the fair help connect today's families with farming and rural life, do you think?
Well, I think being open to come, it's a lot harder now and a lot, how should I say this? It's more expensive to be able to come to the fairs nowadays because on the farms are larger, they have milking cows, and then if they bring cattle to the fair, they've got to look after the cattle at the fair, they've got to look after the cattle at home. We're trying to make it so possibly with a one-day show that they can bring their cattle in, stay for the day, having the judging, and then returning home, which really helps to bring in the rural community, and it seems to be working, and we're very fortunate. Some of the farms like to bring their cattle and stay all weekend, which is great because, if we have people who are not involved in a farm, it gives them a chance to see the cattle and what's going on and talk to the people who are bringing them. So I think, and the 4-H is wonderful. They have such a nice display and they do so much for the kids. And, you know, whether you live on a farm or you don't, if you have a bunny, you can go to the 4-H and belong to the 4-H, and you learn all these things. It teaches you so much. So we're very fortunate in the area to have these groups, and for the farmers that are bringing in the agricultural products, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful. What a learning experience for children and anybody at any age. What are some of the highlights people can look forward to this year, and are there any new attractions or returning favorites?
Well, we have the beef cattle, we have the dairy cattle, we have the 4-H, we have the small animals, Light Horses. This year, we have a new event. We have approximately 60 heavy horses that will be coming in. They will be doing many different hitches, a 4-horse hitch and 6-horse hitch. So that is going to be an amazing show on Sunday. We have a dog show that's coming in, which is new. We have music. Sandy Lee and Bubba are playing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we have a new band from Montreal, the Bounty Hunters, who are coming in on Friday night and playing. So this is going to be a nice new experience for the fair. What else? We have the Midway. Of course, we have the kiosks and all the different. We have a nice variety of food booths this year. So it's going to be a nice fair. We're hoping for good weather. Time will tell. We invite everyone out there to come and see us. And if you have questions or anything, please do not hesitate to ask when you're at the fair or if you need something. You know, someone is always available in the office or in the main building. We're there to help you. To get along, you know, to get around. We have the Winslow Dancers also that will be at the fair all weekend. So there's a good variety of things to do and things to see. There will be shows on the grandstand. The grandstand, basically there will be shows all weekend in front of the grandstand.
Okay, that is wonderful. Now, for families with young children, what are some must-see activities?
Mostly the rides. You know, they have I'm not sure which rides they are having this year because we really don't know until they start setting up. So the rides, there'll be face painting. And basically, like if the kids want to come in and, you know, bring things and, you know, bring their activities, their classes, their sections into our building. The dog show, I think the kids would really enjoy. Usually something for everyone.
Now, the home craft and horticultural competitions are always popular. Why are they such an important part of the fair?
I think because a lot of our things, especially in the handicrafts, the baking, the cooking, that has always been part of the fair. It's tradition. And it also, we're getting so many more younger people that are knitting or sewing or crocheting, doing the old traditions that grandparents and great-grandparents done. So it's a continuation of the past into the future.
Okay, that is great. I didn't realize that young people were getting more into that now. That is good to hear.
Oh, yes. It's amazing the work that the kids are doing. Woodworking, building birdhouses or tractors. They're the drawings, the art that they're doing is just amazing. And it is so nice. Our numbers have been going up each year. So it's really nice to see. They bring in flowers. They pick wildflowers and make bouquets. So it's the old tradition, bringing in the new generation into the future.
So the fair is growing then, the Cookshire Fair, you think?
We're the smallest fair. We're hoping with all our events, we have the truck pull brings in a lot of people. So we're having a truck pull on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. So that people really tend to go towards truck pulls now. So hopefully we're going to get good crowds for that. And we're trying to, you know, try these new things with the dog shows and the horses that will help to bring in more people to the fair.
What's your favorite fair food, Barbara?
Oh, a hot dog with greasy French fries.
And one event you'd never miss?
One event I'd never miss. I think basically the main building, because there's such a variety of art and crafts and baking. It's just amazing to walk in and see what people are doing. I enjoy it all. Like, I really do. Like, the fair as a whole would be number one, and then if I had to pick number two, would be the main building, and then like horse shows and stuff like that. Like, it's the whole thing is just amazing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has a different perspective, but for me, the fair as a whole is part of me. So this is why I continue.
Good for you. Well, the world and especially the townships needs more people like you. Did we leave anything out, Barbara? Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, our main building is in dire need of painting. So we are starting a major fundraiser to raise funds to be able to paint our main building. So donations can be made directly at the fair in the main building. It can be sent to the fair address itself. And also, if people want receipts for larger donations, they can send it to the Townshipers Foundation. They are working with us to raise money to be able to paint the main building. So it's a very expensive proposition to undertake. The building is 36 feet wide and almost 100 feet long, and it's very high. So the cost that we've been given is anywhere between $22,000 and $30,000 to paint the building. So this is our major undertaking for the next probably the next year. And even if we can get enough funds to be able to paint one side at a time would be, would be very helpful. So this is our big fundraising event that we're undertaking. So.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a really important project there.
Yes, it is. Because as you come along the highway on the 108 towards Cookshire, the main building is huge, and it's right there, you know, so everyone sees it. And the inside has been done, so now we're looking at the outside, and hopefully we'll be able to raise enough funding to be able to paint the whole building, and it'll make the whole grounds as to look better too. So it's to keep it going and to keep it looking nice. The building is from 1938. And it has the original siding on it. So it's quite an amazing building to see the structure and how it's made. So.
Mm-hmm. Sounds amazing. Okay. Well, we thank you very much. We've been talking with Barbara Ward today. She is one of the directors of the Cookshire Fair and president of the main building, the Arts and Culture Division. And the Cookshire Fair, that is coming up in Cookshire Eaton on Thursday, August 20th goes to Sunday, August 23rd, and definitely one of the oldest fairs in the region. It's a small fair, but it sounds like you have a lot to offer. So thanks very much, Barbara, and all the best.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, thank you. Have a lovely day.
You as well.
And next up, we have some community events for you. And at the Hut, the ANAF Unit 318 in Lennoxville, we have Sid Aulis playing music for dancing and just listening to music. Every Sunday starts at 1:30 p.m. and it goes to 5:30 p.m. You must be 18 years and over, and admission is charged. And we've got the 25th edition of Rendezvous Howard. That is coming up in Howard's Park in Sherbrooke from the 4th to the 6th of September. It's a Friday, 17 hours to 20 hours, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 hours to 17 hours, and it's free to get onto the grounds. And we are in August now, so lots of farmers markets still going on at all the little towns here in the township, so check those out. They are usually held on Saturday mornings. And we have the fairs coming up, so check those out too. And finally, lots of roadwork going on in almost every district here in the townships, so please be responsible, careful, and patient on the roads. And next up, we have some health news, and it's going to be with Ted Silver today here on the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM.
This is a CJMQ health update. Health Canada has given Moderna the green light to begin a phase 1 clinical trial for a new mRNA vaccine targeting the Bundibugyo strain of Ebola, the one driving a deadly outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Canada is now the second country to authorize human trials after the UK. There is currently no licensed vaccine or treatment for Bundibugyo virus disease. Participants will receive the vaccine candidate, not the virus itself, and researchers will monitor whether their immune systems produce antibodies. The outbreak in eastern Congo's Ituri province has been devastating, with 3,802 cases and 1,707 deaths reported. Moderna will need to complete additional trial phases before seeking full approval. That's the latest health update on 88.9 The Cube.
I want to thank my guest on the show today, Barbara Ward, for talking to us about this year's Cookshire Fair, happening from August 20th to the 23rd. Fun for the whole family, and check out the website for the fair. Thanks everybody for listening today. And I just want to mention that my friend, Melina LaRoche-Lowry, will be selling her homemade specialty bread bowls and her handcrafted soap at the fair under the grandstand. It's just as you walk into the grandstand. So be sure to check her kiosk out. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. This show is called The Townships at 12, and I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And we'll end today's show with a song by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. It's also called County Fair.
Every year when summer comes around, you stretch a banner across a main street in town, you can feel something happening in the air. Well, from Carol's house up on Telegraph Hill, you can see the lights going up out in the soldiers' field, getting ready for the county fair. County fair, county fair, everybody in town. Here we're going down there. A little girl with long blonde hair, come when your daddy one of them stuff bears. Maybe down at the county fair. Now you'll be hanging tight when we hit the top, and that roller coaster's ready to drop. Wasn't even scared. Well, baby, you know I just love the sound of the pipe organ on the merry-go-round. Ground me down the county fair. County fair, county fair, everybody in town will be there. So come on, we're going.
Well, county fair, county fair.
playing something low. Apple car close to my heart, I lean back and stare up at the stars.